This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson today announced he is running for re-election next year. Governor Hutchinson joins me now by telephone. Hi, Governor.
Hello, Michael. Good to be with you.
First, tell me about your decision. Why you're announcing it today?
Well, I wanted to make sure the legislative session was over with, and now that that's over, I wanted to make it clear what everybody suspected, I hope, and that is that I'm running for re-election. I'm honored to serve the people of our state. We've accomplished a lot. I most importantly fulfilled my commitment when I ran for governor to have a $100 million income tax cut, to have a statewide computer science initiative, which we have, to reform state government, to make sure that we reform our Medicaid. We have done those things, but there's so much more to do. I enjoy serving our state. I've concentrated on economic development and job creation. We've had some success there, and I want to be able to continue to serve.
So what will you be doing as you embark on the re-election campaign?
Well, first of all, I'm going to get back to governing. I have a lot of responsibilities to carry out the initiatives that we've started. And next year, as the campaign heats up and increases closer to the election, then I will announce a more specific vision for the future in the next 4 years. It's important that this is not just about what we have done, but where we're going as a state, and talk about the future. And there's so much more to do that we can do together. But that's will be held for a later time. So right now, I wanted to make it clear that I am running for governor. But I want to get back and do my job as governor and the job that I've been elected to do. And politics hopefully will take care of itself as time goes on.
And the state is in pretty good shape right now, unemployment at record lows. I guess the only challenge is really we've seen revenue coming in below forecast. What are the key challenges you're expecting?
Well, that's just an example of how we have to run our state conservatively. We want to make sure we have a balanced budget, and so as the budget gets tight, we constrain government spending. We're doing that, but we're meeting the obligations that we have in terms of education. We're investing in that, in our health care system. So the state is in good shape, and that's important that people are working. They want to work. We're creating jobs. It's exciting for me to be able to lead it, but there's always more work to be done. Reforming state government, making sure that we're not overspending and that we're reducing it and being more efficient in our operations. And so that's a day-by-day challenge that we face, and I'm happy to lead that effort. There's just more to do.
And the final issue I'll ask you about, the future of health care, with the federal health care picture being somewhat unclear right now. How do you see that impacting Arkansas, or what direction does Arkansas need to move?
Well, I think we've moved the right direction with our reform of Arkansas Works, emphasizing work requirements for the able-bodied and those without children, emphasizing that our state resources should be focused on those that need the help the most. This is the right reform for Arkansas, and I'm hopeful and believe that the whatever they do in Washington will complement what we're doing. I want to watch it very carefully, and we'll make adjustments as we need to, but I'm hopeful that what they do in Washington will surround and support what we're trying to do here in providing help to people who have a challenge in affording their health care, the lower income, making sure they have access to health care. But at the same time, we've got to do something that our state can afford over the long term. And that's what we're watching very carefully and trying to control the numbers that are on the expanded Medicaid.
That's Governor Asa Hutchinson, who announced today he is planning to run for re-election next year. Governor, thanks for your time.
Great to be with you, Michael. Thank you.
This is 89.1 KUAR.